This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. For this week's radio field trip, we went to see a boat race featuring fall's favorite squash, the pumpkin. It's a gorgeous Sunday afternoon in Goffstown. The sky's bright and blue. Yellow, orange, and red leaves cover the ground, and the fall air is just crisp enough. Downtown is completely packed. There's huge crowds of family and friends visiting the many vendors and local businesses lined up along Main Street. There's been a donut eating contest, even something called apple slinging, but everyone's waiting around for the main event, a regatta race with boats made out of giant pumpkins.
I don't think a lot of people realize, and you probably wouldn't unless you've grown them yourself, pumpkins float.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how big they are, they float.
Yeah, they float.
Jim Boschman is a longtime Goffstown resident and a giant pumpkin grower himself.
They're 95% air, then, so you can't sink these things. And they're like a big fishing bobber, and they float on the water, and pretty cool.
Jim came up with the idea for the annual Goffstown Pumpkin Weigh-Off and Regatta 18 years ago, when he pitched the idea to the town's Main Street program.
They were looking to create an event to make Goffstown a destination. And what better thing than these giant pumpkins and putting them in the river and racing them? You don't see that everywhere. And so when I presented it to them, the idea, they kind of looked at each other and they said, this guy's serious.
But they let Jim try it out, and the first year, 500 people showed up. The second year, about 1,000. And now the town is packed full for this two-day event. The event organizers partner with farmers from the New Hampshire Giant Pumpkin Growers Association, which Jim also helped found. The farmers bring in their giant pumpkins for a weigh-off during the first day of the event, and then the participants, who will captain the pumpkins, carve them out and decorate them. This year's largest pumpkin boat weighs 1,600 pounds.
How do you get a good time when you're racing a pumpkin?
Well, you know, you take a 1,000-pound pumpkin and you get inside it, and you get your paddles, and there's a strategy. You're leaning, you know, you look for the current, and you put all your weight into it, and you get up the river.
Hundreds of people are gathered along the Piscataquag River that cuts through downtown. Several more are lined along a bridge that'll mark the finish line for the race. Everyone is jockeying for the right spot with a good view. There are 6 giant pumpkin boats, each elaborately decorated to fit in with this year's theme, magic. They're spray-painted all different colors with flags and pinwheels. Goffstown Selectwoman Kelly Boyer will captain the town's pumpkin in this race. She's dressed in a wetsuit and a pastel green wig. Her face is painted with bright pinks and blues with sparkles.
So I'm pretty sure that you're piloting the unicorn boat.
Yeah, how did you guess?
Well, you match very nicely with the pumpkin.
Thank you.
Her boat is the second largest in the race. It weighs over 1,000 pounds. It has the head of a unicorn attached to the front with a giant rainbow structure arching over the top.
So what's your strategy?
We're going for style over speed at this point, but I did get to practice a little bit this morning, and I think I can kind of do a slow but steady.
A few more unicorns, a wizard, and the famous Harry Potter are among some of the other captains representing local organizations and businesses in the race. Pretty soon, they get into their boats. They all line up in the river, and as straight of a line as you can in a pumpkin. And then they're off, paddling against the current of the river to get to the bridge. The race is a tight one, several pumpkins pulling ahead, then falling back. The boats are getting closer to the bridge, and Harry Potter and a gold pumpkin is head-to-head with a gothic-looking unicorn and a black pumpkin. It looks like it's going to be a tie. And then Harry Potter pulls ahead to take the win. Harry Potter, or actually Mike Leonard, is a teacher who is representing Mountain View Middle School in Goffstown.
What was your strategy for today?
All right, I'm Harry Potter, so I put a spell on him in there at the end. But I really just kept going until I couldn't feel my arms anymore. And then I kept going after that somehow. My brain was just like, keep going.
This was Mike's first time participating in the regatta. He says students at the middle school helped him decide on his costume and decorate the pumpkin.
Did you do it again?
Absolutely. I got to defend my title next year.
The pumpkin regatta champion 2018.
Great.
You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to see photos and video of our time at the Pumpkin Regatta. And while you're there, let us know where you'd like us to go next. We'd love to hear your suggestions for places to visit and things to do. And tune into Morning Edition in 2 weeks to hear a Halloween edition of Radio Field Trips. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre, and this is Morning Edition from NHPR.